This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. June 4th is not any kind of a holiday celebrated in China. It is a date everyone knows, but it's also the symbol of a history the government has never fully acknowledged. This song, Nothing to My Name, was the anthem of protesters during the Chinese Tiananmen Square uprising. On June 4th, 1989, it was put down with the whole world watching.
As the world watches and listens in horror, the peaceful pro-democracy demonstration in China comes to a violent and bloody end, crushed by waves of Chinese military forces. Hundreds of unarmed civilians, hungry for freedom, mowed down in Beijing by gun-firing soldiers.
Now everything was turned upside down, and I could not take it.
Watching in the Boston area for student Ha Jin, this moment was the closing of a window, barring him and his family from ever going home again.
I was in a shock, traumatized, because I had been in the Chinese army. It was called the People's Army. You're supposed to protect and serve the people. So that's why I decided to stay in the United States.
His family was able to join him shortly after the Tiananmen Square massacre, but that decision locked this award-winning writer away from the place of his birth and even the language of his childhood. English became a prison, he says, of freedom.
Basically, it was a matter of survival. And on the other hand, also there's a sense of writing in English is another space where I can really have my own voice and speak freely.
Ha Jin found freedom through his fluency in English, but there was a wall separating him from home and his extended family. A wall he has tried many times to get over, only to be blocked by the government in Beijing.
Every time I applied for a visa and got rejected, I would feel sick for a few weeks, just feel despondent, hugely despondent. So I wouldn't try even. You're facing a country that is like a mountain that has no response.
For a writer who experienced the brutal Cultural Revolution as a child, signed up for the army as a 13-year-old, this wall, he says, continues China's suppression of freedom. And there are many other walls, he says. Jin's books are still banned in China, and the government aggressively monitors and controls the internet. And that wall, he says, is beginning to crumble.
Entrepreneurs, the intellectual, they are smart people. You can't lie to them constantly. I think the current government, they have been dishonest for a long time, and people can see through them. I don't think this kind of restriction can last for long. I don't think it really will work in the long run.
China continues to maintain its official silence on the Tiananmen incident, so-called, and no one has been brought to justice for what happened in Tiananmen's Square of Heavenly Peace. Whatever China's power and leadership becomes economically or militarily in the world, it must still answer for this day, 27 years ago, if it wants to join the community of nations, says Ha Jin.
We have to think about China in comparison with other cultures and societies and political systems. So that's why, for the Chinese, I don't think we should emphasize too much of the difference. It's time for the Chinese people to claim similarity because they have been mistreated and in a way they have been exploited.
The takeaway is Corinne Dillon, who has spent more time in China recently than Ha Jin, spoke with the exile, who has become one of America's most decorated living novelists. He's received the National Book Award, 2 Penn Faulkner Awards, and a Pulitzer nomination. But Ha Jin wants most for China to recognize its moral mistakes before it's too late.
A mistake, if that persists, at some point it would become a crime. I think it has become a crime, very clearly.
That's award-winning author Ha Jin speaking to The Takeaway's Corinne Dillon on the 27th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square uprising.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.